Some newspapers are reporting that the minister plans to resign, others that he's preparing to fight attempts to force him out of office. The contradicting narratives show how the scandal around Mkhize is dividing public opinion. Some say he must go, at least until an investigation clears his conduct. Others say he must stay, because he's a good health minister who's been steering the country through the COVID-19 pandemic. Political analyst Lesiba Tefo says it doesn't matter how good or bad someone is at their job. If they've stolen public money, they must be fired.
The minister would have made life far easier for the president had he stepped aside or stepped down. They are comrades and fairly close. Just to say, big brother, let me not complicate my life. Let me fall on my sword.
Tefo says the scandals put President Cyril Ramaphosa in a difficult position. In late 2017, Mkhize withdrew from his own campaign for leadership of the ANC and backed Ramaphosa. It was a move that condemned then-President Jacob Zuma to defeat. Ramaphosa became ANC leader, then secured the presidency of South Africa. Professor Tefo notes Mkhize has been spending a lot of time recently in his home province, KwaZulu-Natal.
Typical of Africans along ethnic extraction. He was in Natal trying to canvass and rally support. What does it tell you? He's digging his heels. That tells you no permanent friends, no permanent enemies in politics. As things stand right now, he probably would prefer to be pushed out and strengthen possibly the other faction that is likely to embrace him.
The chairperson of the Democratic Alliance Party's Federal Council, Helen Ziller, points out that Mkhize admitted that lucrative contracts went to ANC comrades. Allegations that remain to be investigated, she says, are that the minister made sure his friends won the tenders, and in turn, they rewarded him.
Now that is a very, very serious set of allegations, and South Africa deserves to know whether that is true. And we need to know whether there's evidence to lay a charge, whether the minister will plead, and whether he will be found guilty in a court of law. We know that these processes take a very, very long time. We know that Jacob Zuma is...
But for now, Mkhize's fate rests with his own party's Integrity Commission, a scenario the leader of the One South Africa movement, Musi Maimane, describes as supremely ridiculous.
It is extraordinarily bizarre that we have a minister who says he must appear before the ANC's Integrity Commission. On what basis? This is not the ANC's contract that was issued. This is the state contract. The sooner we learn the power of being able to build a capable bureaucracy, have leaders who are elected directly from communities and are accountable to citizens, then and only then can we sit back and say we set aside all political interference into this matter.
So, will the ruling party's own oversight body order Mkhize to resign? Don't hold your breath, says Tefo.
In China, a corrupt politician gets killed. In Europe, a corrupt politician gets arrested. In Africa, a corrupt politician gets elevated to a higher office.
It's alleged that gifts bestowed on Mkhize after he ensured that contracts went to pals, included home renovations. If the minister's detractors have their way, he'll soon have a lot of time to enjoy those while on suspension, followed by time in jail. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.